Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Time now for another round of the best friend game. It's Annie and Alan, everybody. Welcome.
Guys, how are you?
Doing well, Ari.
Welcome to the best friend game.
Hi.
Totally ready for this, right?
Yes.
Whose idea was it?
Both.
We actually both have emailed different times about it.
Really? Well, it's good to get you in here then. How long have you been friends?
About 21 years.
And you guys are young. See, this is the thing. Some people hear 21 years and think, you know.
9 years old is when we met.
Yeah, that's great. So I'll let you know everything.
Mm-hmm.
You really do.
We do.
Yep.
Yeah. So did you go to high school together?
Grade school and high school.
Grade school and high school. Wow. So what do you do when you get together and hang out?
We usually go to concerts a lot. And we just hang out. We go on walks, go shopping.
Annie has a kid now, so we kind of just hang out at her house.
Is that the husband hanging around in the background right now?
No,
who's that guy?
Our driver, a friend.
Driver. Oh, your driver? Are you drunk already?
Yes.
You needed a driver?
A friend.
Oh, God, that's so funny. Which one of you is sleeping with him?
I said the same thing.
I'm married and my husband is not here. So,
okay. So she's sleeping with him. I guess that's a new level on relationships. And right before just I'm seeing somebody is he's my driver.
So Annie is married.
Okay.
And Alan, your situation single. Is single.
Okay. Very cool.
Technically.
And you have a baby now.
I do. She's 1.5.
That's Annie.
Wow. Yeah.
So much fun. Are you going to do it again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're ready now, huh?
Yeah.
Is the husband ready?
Yeah. We're talking about it. It's going to happen soon, so.
Is she a pretty good mom?
Yes.
She's got it together.
Yes. Well, and her daughter's awesome, so she could really do anything, and her daughter would be great. So
she's going to, yeah. She's going to be risking it with number two then,
yes,
huh?
Pretty much. We already know, but our daughter's like the coolest kid.
Very nice. Very nice. And do you guys work out of the home, outside of the home, or?
Yeah, I work in local government.
Local government? Oh, you don't want to get any more specific than that, do you?
Nope.
Are you in an elected office?
No.
No. Wouldn't that be fun if we had a politician in here of some sort?
Well, we'd have to give equal time to her opponent.
I know. That's true.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. And then how about you?
I'm a kindergarten teacher.
Kindergarten?
Yep.
That's a lot.
It is.
How many students do you have?
Well, last year I had 30. And this year I have 22.
And how many aides do you have in there with you?
Just one.
Just one. People managing 22 5-year-olds.
Yep.
You must drink a lot.
Actually, now that I have a kid, I hardly ever do.
You can't because it's too much.
Right? It does, yes.
All right. Well, I'm glad we're set up like this because I want you to answer questions about the married mom in the room.
Recording Annie, Jeff and Jen, isolation booth. We'll see you in a few minutes, Annie.
See, we won't be getting all up in your business with your driver. Is he a pretty good driver?
Yes.
Does he drive too fast or too slow?
We're not there yet.
All right. He's just laughing. I think he's handling this teasing very well, aren't you? Yeah.
He's nodding his head, yes. And by the way, Alan, I love your name. It's a cool name with a cool spelling, A-L-L-Y-N. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my middle name is A-L-A-N because, Alan has 1,000 different spellings. But I've never met a woman with that name.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. It's grown on me.
Are you ready?
I am.
All right. Would she rather be in big trouble with her husband, her boss, or her mom?
Oh, goodness. I'd say her boss.
Okay. What's something she owns that she would love to get rid of?
All of her clothes. She's got a lot of clothes.
What's her favorite song to sing at karaoke?
I thought of a different answer.
You want a different answer?
No, we'll go with her car is her what car? I would say. Yeah, her car instead of clothes.
Not clothes going
yeah,
car.
I'd say her car. She wants a new car.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If she says clothes, you're going to be pissed.
I will be. Mm-hmm.
All right. What's her favorite song to sing at karaoke?
Oh, she doesn't like to do karaoke, so I couldn't even name anything.
Okay, what song does she sing in the car?
I can't. Just, I don't know. Let's just say Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah. That's a hard one to not sing along with, right?
She never belted out a tune drunk or anything.
No, I've never seen her do karaoke. Wow. Ever.
All right. What's her biggest complaint about kindergartners?
About kindergartners? Oh, probably just the tattletaling. He or she did this. Definitely tattletaling.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that going on, mm-hmm. isn't there? All right. What is she addicted to?
Cleaning.
Cleaning.
There's your five.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Questions? Now that Alan has answered all five, we're going to bring Annie back into the studio to see how her answers stack up to Alan's. Come on back, Annie.
She said nothing we talked about.
Yeah, it's all that we talked about.
Oh, never is. Yeah.
Welcome back, Annie.
Hi.
You nervous?
I am pretty nervous, yeah.
What are you afraid is going to happen here today? What's your biggest fear of coming on second date? Sorry.
You better be afraid if you're on second date update right
What's
now.
What's your biggest fear of coming on the Best Friend Game?
My biggest fear, honestly, is that some of my parents will, like, know this is me, and I don't know.
And they'll
like,
hear
my kindergarten
something.
Parents.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like my students' parents, not my mom.
Oh, yeah, you're in trouble then.
All right.
Oh, goodness.
Let's see how you do. The first question is worth $10.
Who would you rather be in big trouble with, your husband, your boss, or your mom?
Who would I rather be in big trouble with?
Yep.
My mom.
Tell her what you said, Alan.
I said boss.
She said boss.
It would be between those two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like with a mom thing, you know you're going to work that out.
Right.
Right.
You know, but you could be in big trouble with the...
That's
and you
true.
Don't live with your mother.
Right.
Okay. What's something you own that you would love to get rid of?
Think real hard.
I am.
What do you say you hate all the time?
Hey, there is no coaching. There is no coaching.
No leading.
You lose a point.
No leading the witness.
That's right.
Government person.
Okay. I know, right? See, this is the problem with government today. Sitting right here. Cheater, cheaters.
Okay, can you say it one more time?
What's something you would love to get rid of?
Something I would love to get rid of. My car.
There you
that
go.
That is right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a piece of crap.
I was kind
of
hoping you would say clothes, but
that
okay.
was my first answer. I
that was her first answer. But she changed it to car.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your first $10. Next question is worth $20.
What's your favorite song to sing at karaoke or belt out in the car or sing loud?
When you've had
Did
water.
You say like a specific song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would probably say like Party in the USA.
Oh, that's a good song.
I mean, it is. It's a good karaoke song.
True.
Well, you've never done karaoke, so True. I couldn't think of a song. So
you didn't say anything?
Not what I said.
Oh.
Alan, she dug her heels in because we tried to say, well, all right, if it wasn't karaoke and if she was singing in her car, and she said, maybe Don't Stop Believing, but said you do not
it's
do karaoke.
It's a popular karaoke song.
Yeah. It is, but I don't even know all the words to that song.
This is where she does. She, you can believe she works for the government because there are questions she just doesn't want to answer. What's your biggest complaint about kindergartners?
My biggest complaint about kindergartners. Oh gosh, this is like, I'm on the spot here.
Do you have a long list?
No, it's not that it's a long list because it's just like, you know, they're five. I get that they're five. Mm-hmm. I guess like when, like tattling.
There you go.
Wow, that
drives me nuts.
It's constant, isn't
it? Yes.
They're constantly, yeah.
Yes.
That's what I said.
Okay. Being a rat.
That's right.
Snitch.
That's right. Okay, fifth and final. What are you addicted to?
Oh, man. I would say shopping.
That's mine
a close
too.
Second.
I got mine, too.
She said cleaning.
You clean literally all. A party can't even be finished and she's cleaning up the kitchen.
I mean, that's true, but I wouldn't say I'm
yes, I haven't even left yet and she's already cleaning up. Do you agree with that assessment, Annie, or not?
I think now that I've had a kid, it's been like less.
Because you don't have time.
Then right. You calm down yeah. a little bit now yeah. that you're a mom.
But you do have time to shop online, don't yes. you?
Oh,
isn't that amazing?
That's the worst, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you got $30, guys. Oh, congratulations.
Nice. Yay.
Annie and Alan, it was a pleasure meeting you both. Thanks for coming on the Best Friend Game, guys.
Thank you.
All right, if you want to play the Best Friend Game, just send us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
One of the headliners for this year's Q102 Bosom Ball for Breast Cancer, presented by Michelob Ultra and AE Door and Window. Lovely, the band. And we couldn't be more excited because not only are they performing at the Q102 Bosom Ball for Breast Cancer on Thursday, October 18th, a little calendar mark down there. There's also the special sound check party they're doing for people of all ages, because the Q102 Bosom Ball for Breast Cancer is a 21 and over show. All to benefit the American Cancer Society and Susan G. Komen. But we have this tradition where every year we try to arrange a special sound check party with one of the bands. And this year it is Lovely the Band.
So and cool. So fun.
It's an opportunity for you to go hang out in a much smaller group. It's much more intimate. You get to hear a few songs and you get a picture with the bands, and it's just fun. And the ticket price is only $10 to get in, and that money goes to the American Cancer Society and Susan G. Komen as well. But anyway, we just want to thank those guys for agreeing to be a part of the festivities this year and for doing the sound check party. Also, our thanks to Ocean Park Standoff and Bryn Elliott. We have a great lineup this year. It's at the Madison Theater in Covington. The tickets are $35. Again, it's a 21 and over show. Money goes to benefit the American Cancer Society and Susan G. Komen, and the tickets are on sale now at WKRQ.com and at the Madison Theater box office. You can also get your tickets to the special Lovely the Band sound check party there as well. It's all brought to you by Carry Automotive.
I know. What are you guys going to wear?
Black dress.
You asked last week.
It's so funny how far out you guys think about these
things.
Well,
you have to.
Well, I have to fast so far and find some really good Spanx between now and October 18th.
You know,
we'll be in a black dress. It always works.
As much black as possible. That's always the plan.
Clean jeans, something pink.
Yep.
Splash of color.
A nice
right.
coat.
Easy.
I'll run through the Old Navy on Wednesday night.
Stop.
Is what Tim is saying. I'll be a TJ Maxx on Thursday morning because I won't like my Wednesday night Old Navy outfit.
If we had a bell, ding, ding, ding.
It ain't our first rodeo. We'll figure it out.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.